Okie dokie dokes. Gentlemen.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going well.
It's good. It was raining this morning, but now it's there's lots of sun.
Where is it raining?
It's raining in the YVR. No, wait, does Surrey have an international airport? Nope.
Nope.
It's in the YVR.
Yeah. You're very far away from us right now. We're in the YYC.
Yeah, I'm one. Listen to it. One megameter from you guys.
Wow.
One whole megameter.
Exactly a megameter?
I think
exactly
so.
Yeah. A megameter.
Really?
Oh, very close.
That's pretty crazy.
If you go by the roads. Straight line, I'm sure it's like 0.9 megameters.
0.9.
Yeah, if you go straight line. That's how megameters work, right?
Well, this is going to be great then. I guess we are going to have to let everybody know that Daryl is out in Vancouver, if they didn't realize YVR was Vancouver.
And if you are from Vancouver, you say Vancouver.
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 Yeah.
It's true.
It's true.
Wow.
But just like Mississauga?
Did you know?
People from Mississauga just say Sauga.
No, they call it the Six.
What the hell?
It's true.
Why is it called the Six?
It's 416.
No. It's the 905.
Why, we're the 905. Toronto's the 416. So that's the Six is Toronto and we're the 969.
Yeah, we're the 9. Yeah.
Toronto, you're the 6. And Mississauga, you're the 9.
Okay. Mississauga is the 9.
Which is the funny part, that 69.5 is the atomic number of
Mbangium.
Of Mbangium. Isn't that funny?
That's what we're listening to now.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. It is Brian here, and it is an Easter Sunday in my parents' basement. And
And I'm Darian. same thing he said. It's Easter Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not that far apart, but I guess it's Easter Sunday here in Vancouver, except I'm an hour back.
Yeah. So actually,
Ellie's parents' house, not basement.
Oh,
second floor.
And you know what the thing is, though?
How this is
we're in the future, yeah. And you're still in the past.
What we're doing is we're just predicting what you're going to say in
we
response
are.
To what we say.
Yeah, I'm basically Marty McFly.
You are.
No, you're Caboose.
You're Caboose.
And we're Delta.
Okay, sure thing.
Red versus blue reference.
Oh.
Yay.
Red versus blue. No, it was a fun weekend. What were you in Vancouver for, Daryl?
I'm here for Easter to eat tons and tons of Laos food.
Laos. Is it Laosy food or
Laos? <Not Laos>.
Get
it? Terrible.
No.
No.
Did you guys go to Ellie Goulding's concert or something?
Ellie Goulding's concert is April 1st, and it's the girls are going, so Ellie was helping them with their posters.
That was that thing I saw on Facebook. That's pretty cool. No,
it's true.
It's awesome, but they can already see Ellie at home anytime they want, right?
Yeah. Well, not anytime anymore.
They have to come to Calgary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Is Ellie going for April 1st?
No, we are flying back tomorrow night, so.
Cool. Sweet. Well, we can't wait till you get you back here. There is some news though. I heard something that someone has been invited to do some moderating, or is that something we can talk about?
I want to say it should be fine. I mean, they did say that I have the gig.
Okay. You got it.
For being the
they
moderator.
Tapped you on the shoulder.
Yeah, they tapped me on the shoulder.
They cupped your nuts and said, "You are it."
They did not cut my nuts. I did not turn my head and cough.
So you're going to be a moderator for EDC.
Wow, EDC.
EVC? Sorry.
No. Sorry.
Electrical Daisy Carnival?
Yeah, I wish I could be a moderator for
Electric Daisy Carnival?
Yeah.
Wow. Electric Daisy Carnival?
Yeah.
That's in Vegas, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, what's the... what's happening in... In Edmonton in May 8th?
It's basically a game developers conference, something similar to how they did...
Oh, it's GDC. I said EDC.
It's actually GDX.
Oh, GDX. Okay.
Is X stand for something or is it just X?
It's just, you know, to make it cool.
I think it's Expo. Game Developers Expo.
No,
right?
It could be that.
Game Developers X.
Expedition.
Yeah, it could be. It could be X.
Not just X.
I'm not quite sure.
How do we solve for X? That's the real question.
But yeah, they're going to be having a streaming panel with a few of the streamers. I don't know if I'm able to say who's going to be on there because they're still trying to determine who all is going to be on
well,
there.
Well, first of all, they're going to have one of the better streamers out there. His name is Daryl.
Oh, right, wow. Right? Yeah, that's it. I haven't streamed in about 3 weeks.
You know, well, you're just going to have to get back onto it now, don't you?
Yeah, I'm trying. Lots of aspirations. You know, no. I used to judge you for all your aspirations, but
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Well, now you're screwed.
I'm in the same boat now.
Yeah. We're all stuck not completing projects. But speaking of projects, before we go off too much topic on the projects, but I released episode 3 of Double TF.
Nice.
And no copyright infringement warnings this time.
Wow.
Good job.
Yeah, that's
corner, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know, man. The first two, I thought I was going to lose my YouTube channel.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, I think...
Much worse things have been caught by YouTubers. But, you know, that's life.
Yeah.
So speaking of episode 3, this is actually episode 4 of the Imbangium podcast. So we've broke it.
We broke it.
This is number 4 in a row.
This is number 4. This is 4 in a row. You know what they say? 4 podcasts equals more podcasts.
Exactly. What rhymes with 4? More. So you can expect at least another 8.
That's awesome. Well, we can say that we're going to have another 8, and also it's been fun. We've had different iterations of the podcast room. It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah. So what's the configuration right now? The last time I saw it earlier this week, the table was up against the other desk. Is that still
no?
How
that's
that...
just for
no.
space.
Oh, that's for space. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Well, right now it's kind of funny because this is the first time we're actually doing a live Skype with somebody.
Oh, cool! Audacity crashed.
Oh, cool. That's okay. Fine. Who cares?
Fantastic.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Let's just hope Pro Tools doesn't crash.
Yeah.
Okay, nope. Still going. Still going. But you know, it's really fun that we're actually getting to it. Make sure, since we're actually on 4 episodes, that you, when you find out those other streamers that you're going to be with,
yep,
you get them to put a shout out to Imbangium, because we'll give them a shout out when it comes out, right?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, that's
yeah,
totally
yeah, that's it. Right. No, you go, hey, this is I've already dreamed this for you, Daryl, and I imagined it for you. You're gonna go there. And it's like, hey, everybody, my name is Daryl. You can find me on Twitch, DERYELL. I also run a podcast called Imbangium. Or you can get someone to introduce you that way.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. He's the host of Daryl on Twitch and Daryl on YouTube, and he's also one of the hosts on his podcast Imbangium. What do you think?
Sure, why not?
Daryl's like, "No." I'll say sure now, but no.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know. Okay, so the only reason why I was even like invited, thought of, is because a friend is on that panel, and she was like, "Hey, Daryl, you should moderate. You would do great." I'm like, "I don't think I would do anything."
that's what Darian and I said.
It's gonna be interesting. I don't know.
No, it's gonna be fun. It's something that you can learn to do, and you know, you can hone your hosting skills and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Like, do they have any set topics that they've given you so far, or are they just going to make you wing it?
No, they have a few sort of generic questions for your streamers, you know, like, how do you get started?
Whoa. We don't want to give it to them all today.
Yeah. Let's save that.
Hey.
Okay, just sure.
Make sure you save it for that May 8th when we get people to come and listen to you in Edmonton.
Yes, also known as
the GDX. What am I talking about?
Airport code.
Airport code. What?
No,
why?
No, not airport.
YEG.
What's another name for Edmonton?
Deadmonton. Okay. No, we can't. No. Our brethren from the north deserve all the respect that they deserve.
Yeah, the city of champions.
Yeah, no, they removed that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, either they're replacing it with a new new sign or something. We were
a new slogan.
Yeah, we were just up there like 2 weeks ago, right?
Are we still Wild Rose County or no? Wait, that's Alberta.
No, Calgary is be part of the energy.
Yeah.
Oh right.
Yeah. The unfortunate part is oil and energy is kind of crashing right now. So I don't know if anybody wants to be part of the energy.
No, isn't it like isn't it that there's just too much now?
There's too much energy, so yeah. They don't want you to be part of it.
Too much oil.
Too much oil. Too much oil in the world.
Yeah.
Well, either way. So, well, we ran out of stuff to talk about, Daryl. Except, what? Have you been actually been a? we watched The Visit yesterday.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Have you watched it yet?
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong. Is that the one where it's like they visit their grandparents?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Good. You watched it?
I haven't watched it, oh. But I'm pretty sure I understand the premise. So.
It's pretty good. It's pretty you have good. To watch it.
Is it good?
Yeah. Okay. This is a quick review on M. Night Shyamalan's newest film.
All right. You're going to review it in 30 seconds. Okay. Ready, okay. Set, start.
Well, it was good. The end.
Oh, okay.
Go watch it. Like, literally.
So, there you go.
It was very well made, I'd say.
Like is it Handycam or is it a mix?
It's Handycam. It's kind
of
a mix.
It's a mix because she kind of...
They do like scene shots.
Yeah, Casey Neistat stuff.
Oh.
They had some time lapse.
High aspirations.
Yeah, well, they had a Canon 5D Mark II, I think, and a Canon 1PX or something like that, like a handheld cam.
Who did the directing?
Shyamalan.
And he wrote the film too.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Yeah, it's a return to form almost, but it's actually.
I don't know how to say it.
It's really good. You should watch it for sure.
All right.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. You know. I'm just tired from all this food.
Yeah.
Man, tell me about it. I've basically been nonstop eating since I got here.
We just ate like Papa John's.
Papa John's. Yeah. That's a good Easter lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, dinner's coming.
Dinner's still coming.
Dinner's on the way here too.
Well, I was speaking of getting fat and stuff like that. Darian and I did my first ever run.
Your first ever run.
My first ever My first ever say, I said, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to run.
That's the first time you've done
like
that?
Like physically move your legs.
I've moved my legs. I've been using a treadmill for the last, 2-3 months.
Yeah.
But the treadmill keeps my pace.
I think I know another thing about that is when you're running on a treadmill.
Yeah.
It's more like you're just bouncing. Whereas when you're running, you're actually pushing your body forward through your feet, right?
So I expend less energy on treadmill.
On a treadmill, yeah. Makes sense.
So you thought you could do like, you thought you were in tip-top shape and then you go actual running? And you're like,
different muscles.
The hardest thing in the world?
That was like the opposite for me, where in junior high we would do runs all the time and I was like dying. And then I got on a treadmill and I'm like, I'm not even tired. I could keep going for a while now.
Yeah, though, that's not the opposite. That's the same.
No, it's because I did it in the reverse order, dude.
Yeah, but it's the same thing.
What do you mean the same thing?
Because you were like, you get tired when you're on a treadmill.
No. I was fine on the treadmill.
No. Like
I could sustain a run for 2 whole minutes.
Oh, 2 whole minutes.
Yeah, and then I would walk for 1 minute and then I would sustain a run for 2 minutes.
All right.
And I tried to do that yesterday. And I'm like, I was like
running after like 20 or 30 seconds.
So you like ran down the street.
Yeah.
You ran down to the street, got to the stop sign. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, no. We warmed up first, obviously.
Yeah.
We went to that circle around mom and dad's place.
The pond.
The pond.
Or some people call it a lake.
The lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
M. Night
okay.
Shyamalan movie. The It's actually a pond.
Oh,
that's the twist.
That's the twist.
Oh man. But yeah, no, that's what we did yesterday, and I was just like, "Well, you're the person who's studying cardiovascular and musculoskeletal type of stuff, right?"
Yeah,
And I'm like, why am I dying? I'm like, I didn't know my I didn't have know I had like pains where I would have it before, and I thought it was my knee, but apparently it was my what?
This thing? Your vastus medialis.
Yeah, that's it.
What the?
My mastus maximilis.
So if you were to
basically your quads. His inner quads.
My inner quad. Yeah.
So is that your ass?
No.
That's gluteus.
My inner thigh.
Inner thigh. It's my thigh. Okay.
Yeah. But as far as I can tell, I'm okay today. There was a lot of people at church today, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds about right. It is Easter.
Did you guys go to church?
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah, so just in case mom and dad are listening.
What was that movie where the Stigmata, right? Was that the movie where it's just like Jesus had his own section in the Bible, and he was all like, you know, I want the church to be all around you and within you.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, it was Jesus, the Gospel According to Jesus. He says that that you worship everywhere and anywhere.
Yeah, not
at the church. Yeah. And I believe that for a very long time. That's why I'm still very agnostic.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna train.
I'm not agnostic. I just
atheist?
Traditions. I'm not an atheist. I believe in it.
I believe in like a certain spirituality, not necessarily.
Let mom know.
Guy. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, let mom know.
Okay, here's one thing. I believe in ghosts, so I mean anything's possible at that point.
You know, I believe in Pokemon too, so one day they will appear. People think.
Yeah, through the screens of your phone.
Yeah, they will. I can't wait for that thing to come out. They just keep teasing it and teasing it.
Oh, we'll see. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah. Speaking of old games and stuff like that too. We're thinking of doing a display, a shelf.
Of
the Nintendo and the Genesis.
We also have the Game Gear there.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
It's actually pretty cool because we're we have so much stuff that's hidden away that should be actually displayed.
Sure, why not?
Well, it's like
when we start doing video podcasts.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be the background.
That could be like the background. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Oh, man. It's going to be really good. I can't wait.
Exactly.
So what else did you get up to in Vancouver?
We ate sushi. That was good.
You know what?
Bubble tea. That was good.
Wait, before you continue, the sushi.
Uh-huh.
Like, is it really that much different, Daryl?
Isn't it cheaper?
It's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
Let's just say for five of us that we ate yesterday, we had a ton of food,
mm-hmm.
and it basically just ended up being like $20 a person.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hate being so landlocked.
It's more affordable.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it better be more affordable because you're paying like $1 million to live there, right?
Yeah. We had church's chicken, and that's fantastic. It's good. And then tons of Laos food, so that's our trip so far.
Is that
there's going to be more Laos food tonight?
Is that in the restaurant or at the house?
And it's at the house, and there's going to be tons and tons of spring rolls.
Oh, spring rolls!
Oh man, can't wait!
Oh man,
basically,
it's spring.
Wow, Darian! What? Wow. Basically, I watched a Matt Stoney video where he ate 50 spring rolls in like 30 minutes. And after seeing that, I was like, I just want spring rolls right now.
You know what? All I want to do is make a YouTube video, Filipino guy eats Filipino food for the first time.
On camera. First time on camera.
Actually, it would be like the fourth or fifth time, considering Dad would film us eating.
Yeah.
I never understood that. He would set up the camera in front of the food and press record.
It was just him.
We would eat.
Because he's the camera guy, and like he would film us, and then when everyone's done eating, he would film himself eating
the food.
Amazing!
It was the first ever mukbang.
Yeah.
We should
digitize that
video.
Yeah.
What guy does mukbang before
before mukbang becomes a thing.
It was, what, 93?
Yeah, like, man. Like, wow. It's one of the first ever.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
crap, man. I can't believe it's been that long.
Streets ahead.
Streets ahead. Okay there, Pierce. Yeah, and so I only have my my MacBook Pro as my laptop here. And I have been itching to play Stardew Valley. And I don't know if you guys have seen that game.
I want to get it. But
I haven't seen it.
I'm in school, okay?
I know you're in school. So Stardew Valley is basically Harvest Moon.
Ooh.
Times like 10. It's a very in-depth game that, you can do tons of farming. And you can do like dungeon diving. And you can fish and...
So someone described it as someone played Harvest Moon and thought, I could do that 10 times better.
Yep, basically.
And they did that.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So I've just been like cruising around Twitch, just trying to find someone to watch.
Did you download it yet?
No, because they don't have a Mac version for it yet.
Yeah, they never have Mac versions for most PC games.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for that, just going to play it when I get home.
It is an indie developer.
Yeah,
it's made by one guy.
Yeah, it's the same guy that made the space one that's like Terraria.
Space one.
Maybe is it Terraria?
No, I can't remember the name of the guy or the name of the game.
But yeah, so he did like the whole game by himself, and he also does all the.
He did it by himself. He coded himself. And
it took 4 years.
Wow.
And it's paying off.
Now he's a millionaire.
It is paying off. But yeah, no, I'd. And there's supposed to be multiplayer soon. I don't know when that's
probably when I'll get it.
Yeah, that's probably when
out of school.
So what's the game? What's the game called again?
Stardew Valley.
I may have to check it out. I'm not going to. I'm sorry. I'm just being polite.
I want to check it out.
Speaking of stuff that I was gonna check out and only check out during when it was released on DVD, we watched Deadpool finally.
Sweet.
Yeah. Rolo was screaming the whole movie
because she was just like, "Oh, it's gonna be fine."
Yeah. Yeah. Even I was surprised when the first part where that guy hit
the board,
and I'm like, "Wow, that was gross."
Yeah, I remember watching it too, like probably the weekend when it was released.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Wow, I did not expect it to be this gory."
Yeah,
it was about as. What I expected.
Yeah,
I don't watch, like, I'm pretty sure Kui is the same way, but we don't watch gory movies in general. So yeah.
No, I stayed away from all the Saws.
I never got the chance to watch.
No, them. don't watch
I probably won't.
It's just,
isn't it like
there's other people out there. I know there's a okay. lot of people out there who really like Saw, but I watched one scene and I was unfortunate to see what this guy had to fill blood, right? Into a container to open the next door. But the way he had to do that was he had to put his hand through a hacksaw blade or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was, and then he took his hand out. His arm was disgusting.
Okay, so
what the fuck? What the fuck? Literally, what the fuck? What the Vietnamese noodle soup?
So,
an avocado shake.
So the original Yu-Gi-Oh series, like, you know the whole Shadow Realm thing?
Yeah.
So that was a whole censorship to Yu-Gi-Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What was the original?
When North America got the Yu-Gi-Oh series, it basically started on season 2.
Yeah.
Oh.
So when someone asked like what the big difference is between the original and the 4Kids dub, and someone posted a picture of, I don't know, who's that? Who's
Kaiba?
Yami?
No. The Saw guy.
Oh,
Jigsaw?
Jigsaw?
Yeah, Jigsaw. It wasn't a picture of Jigsaw in the cards. And that's essentially what the original Yu-Gi-Oh was.
Nice. Oh.
Because they play games to die.
Yeah.
To the death.
Oh my gosh.
But that, yeah, they censored it to be called Banished to the Shadow Realm.
Banished, except they killed them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just like you know what? Pokemon? Rolo was like, you know what? Every anime has upskirts and panty shots, she says, right? And I said, Pokemon doesn't. And she says, I bet you can find one. So I spent an afternoon trying. I couldn't find one.
Wow. It's true.
What about the one where James had implants?
Was it? Yeah, that's different.
Oh, okay. North America.
Yeah. So,
so also,
there's only a couple of things though that change from Pokemon in,
like, yeah, like
there's only a few.
Porygon doesn't exist in the anime.
Yeah. No. Well, actually, there's another thing too in Sailor Moon. The Sailor Stars were all female, right? But the real one is they're males in the day, females by night, so they were transgendered.
Also, speaking of
Sailor Stars, they're great.
Of anime coming to the North America, we watched an episode of Flame of Recca.
English dub.
Flame of Recca.
Oh yeah, my god,
it's on Crunchyroll.
Wow,
it's so good. It's on Crunchyroll and it's free.
Isn't
everybody,
that super old anime?
Yeah, yeah, it's like the archetype for Naruto and everybody.
Yeah, for, like, yeah, modern, right, shonen.
Yeah, so it's really good. But I was telling Darian last week about how they regionalized everything, right? And there was one part, it's kind of like this, right? He goes, it's like
the woman tells him something unbelievable,
and he's like, "Yeah, that's right." And I'm the fifth beetle. He goes, "That's not what he said."
And he's like, "Oh yeah, and I'm the fifth beetle."
Well, there was, oh man, it wasn't Flame of Recca, but there's a, like, haunted house. Is it haunted house anime? I can't remember. But there's an
ghost
anime
stories
out there. Yeah, that one. That one's amazing, where it's
ghost
just
stories?
Yeah. So, okay, can I explain it?
Yeah, go for it.
So basically, the anime was so bad that when they brought it over to North America, they just said, screw it, and then they made up their own lines to the whole thing, and it just became like...
It's you, just can, stupid. You can YouTube
it's
it.
Just so out of hand.
Yeah, the dub version of it is...
I have
is
to see it.
Ridiculous.
No. If for people who don't watch too much anime, there's, if they've watched Sailor Moon, regionalizing is kind of like, in the anime, they call her Dumpling Head. Because of her, of Usagi or Serena's meatballs, or where in America, yeah, he called her meatball head,
yeah,
which is pretty close if you think about it. But a dumpling is a dumpling, a meatball is a meatball, right? So you think spaghetti and meatballs, but that's the kind of thing that they have. You know,
yeah. One quick aside for Sailor Moon was one part where Darian,
yeah,
hey,
that's your name.
He was eating a dumpling, right? And Serena's like, you can't eat a dumpling wearing a tuxedo. And then he says, this dumpling isn't wearing a tuxedo.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
And also with a regionalizing thing, you can YouTube this, but in Pokemon.
Yeah.
They're like, Brock is just like, oh man, I could really use a jelly donut right now. And then he pulls out a rice ball. and then another part. I think, like, a rice ball gets thrown at Ash or something. And he's like, hey, don't throw jelly donuts around.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah. You never know. You never know when jelly donuts are going to be thrown at you. Speaking of jelly donuts, though. We got to talk about who's sponsoring this week's episode of Imbangium. We actually don't know who's sponsoring this week's episode.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you had, like, modern jelly.
Oh, man. You know what? Oh, modern jelly donuts. Go check them out. They're not sponsoring us, but they're great. They have bacon.
Fantastic.
Bacon on their donuts. And
I've never had.
You never had? No. Well, listen up, modern jelly donut listeners. Get my brother a bacon maple donut. And
wait, is this like a store?
Yeah, it's a store. It's a jelly mart.
Is there one in Calgary?
Yes, there is, actually. They're great. We'll go one day.
Okay,
it'll be fun. but yeah, you know, the real sponsors of this is obviously Beer Republic on YouTube. I release videos and whatnot on there. And lately, I've been doing my Double TF series and check it out if you have some time. We do appreciate everyone listening. And the other major sponsor is Daryl. You can find him on YouTube and on Twitch. He does some streaming. He does some YouTubing. And if you're looking for quality, family, wholesome entertainment, it's not at Daryl's channels. It's
not yet,
at least. It'll be there soon, right?
Soon.
So have you decided yet on whether or not you're going to get the G7X?
I've already decided. I'm just going to wait until the Mark II comes out.
What's that?
The Canon PowerShot G7X Mark II is going to be released sometime in May, I believe. So
nice. The one I want to get is basically the Canon 80D.
Is that for video?
Yeah, for video.
Okay. ADD's the DSLR, right?
Yeah, it's a DSLR. But I'm using the 60D right now, and there's no autofocusing, so I can't really move it around. So every time I move, I have to refocus.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's annoying. But that's okay.
The auto-focusing in the G7X should be better this time around.
Yeah, it's gonna be good apparently. So I was doing some filming. The Rolo's friends, they ended up going out and taking over our kitchen on Friday, and they baked cookies and cupcakes and leche flan. And polverone.
Sweet.
So good. And so I'm just about 10 pounds heavier than I should be right now.
Very soon.
Yeah, I mean, like, I want to... Without spending money. I'm one of those people where I have to experience it before I say, yes, here's my money, please take it.
When we went to Memory Express that one time, they had a VR thing.
They had a VR in Memory Express?
Yeah.
Yeah, Northeast Memory Express has it, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't even see that there. So, I mean, like, that's a really big thing that has been all the rage in the last couple of weeks is...
Last couple of months.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even a year, years.
Last year or so. But no, even because the Sony release, they're going to have a VR and...
Well, yeah, this was called the Project Morpheus.
Yeah.
And now it's just PlayStation VR.
PlayStation VR.
But the thing is that you can only use it with a PlayStation. So 4, PlayStation 4?
They didn't bother calling it Project Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah. So the Oculus Rift is like $800 or something? Canadian?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like $1,200.
Holy crap, really?
And then Canadian. This is 800-ish American.
So that, and that's, you can connect that to your computer and play whatever, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And then the HTC Vive with Steam is essentially the same thing, but it has, like, external sensors and stuff to, like, map your movement.
Yeah.
So that's, like, you're paying extra for that, which is a lot, well, not a lot more, but it's, like, $1,000.
Mm-hmm. So that's what, like 4,000 Canadian?
Yeah.
Probably.
Something like that.
And then the PlayStation VR is $400?
That's pretty cheap.
I think so, or 300?
Yeah, I think it's $399.
Yeah.
So it's $400, right? But you need to have a PS4.
So, okay. So,
like, for people like us who don't have that, we would have to get...
Yeah.
Both. Wait, Kudal, do you have a PS4?
Yeah,
he does.
Okay.
Yeah. But here's the thing, though. Is that really going to be the future of gaming, Daryl? Like, in all honesty, I don't know how immersive can you really get. Like,
I think from what I've seen, like, some people in one kind of game where they're, like, mapping a world or whatever.
Yeah.
This guy's, like, stepping around an island because he doesn't want to hit it. And then the guy who's, like, outside of the VR is like, you know, you could just walk right through that because... it's not really there. And then he's like, oh. And then he walks right through it and he's like...
Whoa, yeah. Weird. Well, I saw a really cool article. Everything goes back to anime in this thing. Sword Art Online for Sony, I believe. Was powered by IBM, this thing, where they created the Nerve Gear. And if you guys have never seen Sword Art Online, it's basically an anime where... Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, if you haven't seen Sword Art Online, you should watch Dot Hack.
Maybe they have.
It's a little different.
Dot Hack's different.
Dot Hack's like Log Horizon.
Yeah.
Where they actually go into the game.
Yeah.
Versus VR.
No, the other one is... What's the other one there? Excel what? Speed or something like that?
What?
Yeah, there's...
Excel Speed.
Before SAO, there was another anime.
Oh, Axel World.
Axel World.
It's by the same author.
Yeah, it's actually pretty sweet. And the fat little chubby
main character
is actually is the future descendant of Kirito.
Kirito.
Sorry. I Canadianized
it. Kirito. Kazuto. You know, and Sasuke.
And Naruto.
So VR.
So the Nerve Gear is what happens in SAO is they go and immerse themselves, and the body gets disabled, and your whole nervous system,
your consciousness
connects to the virtual world, and their consciousness gets stuck inside that world, and they've invented something like it. They map your whole body.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and they map it for the world.
Have you seen the video?
Kind of, yeah, I saw it.
One thing I'd say about it is, well, was it the same video where like they had the curtains and stuff, and then they would get into this booth? Like a bar around
yeah,
them?
Yeah, a bar around them. Yeah, yeah.
One thing about that is they're not really moving; they're just like pushing their feet up and down to move.
Oh, yeah. Really? So they're not really walking?
No.
Oh, okay.
So it's like on the Wii Fit Plus or whatever.
Yeah.
Like to walk in that game, you just pretty much stomp your feet back and forth.
And you walk on there.
Yeah, so it's like that.
Oh, that's kind of weird. No, I mean I'm sure that it's going to change sooner or later, but that's kind of scary that they're actually going to go out and do something to mimic that game or that anime. Like to try and disable the motor functions.
Yeah. That's the big difference
you're still in just regular VR.
Yeah, right now it's just you're looking at a screen.
So what games do you think you're going to like in VR, Daryl?
I don't know. I still feel like VR is still gimmicky to me.
I think it's very gimmicky as well.
I probably play like loser games.
Well, so one of the things that I don't know if I would play like in a VR kind of game, but I would definitely. So when they introduce like HoloLens with Minecraft, that thing looks cool.
Have you seen that?
No.
Where it's like augmented reality.
Oh, the augmented reality where they had Super Mario on
on the table.
On the table, yeah. That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
That would be the only time I would really probably get it, but. For me to have to immerse myself in VR, I don't think I would get it. At least not until it's come down to proper consumer prices.
I'd be afraid too. If I were to purchase it, I would just, you know, puke.
That's another big thing.
That's the problem with me is I have really bad game motion sickness. I have no problem with motion. Yeah. It's if I'm watching Daryl play Counter-Strike, I want to puke on his lap.
Please don't.
I can't watch it anymore.
Have you seen that video of the HoloLens where they basically set up two locations and then two different people put on the HoloLens?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Okay. So the two people put on the HoloLens.
Yeah.
And then they see each other in the room.
Mm-hmm. But they're not there.
Yeah, they're not there. So it's essentially like an actual hologram but through the HoloLens. So it's like you can speak with someone. Like if we could do it here,
we could do it here. Like as if
I know in Avengers for sure.
What was it? Avengers? There was another one.
Avengers
too.
Was different.
No. They had it in
Kingsman.
Star Wars.
In Kingsman.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they
all put on the goggles. Yeah. And they see each other.
And they see each other.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
We were watching Star Wars yesterday.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, it was quite pirated, by the way. Thanks, Dad.
Also, It also brought up a couple Christian memes.
Oh, Jesus.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
The gospel according to Luke.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right, then.
The footprints in the sand.
The footprints in the sand.
Have you heard that one?
Really? Are you asking... Are you asking us if we've heard that one?
Yeah, have you heard that one from...
Okay, well, let's say it anyway.
Yeah, go. You do it.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
I know the actual story, where it's just like, look, my child.
Yeah.
There's only one set of footprints.
Yeah, so when asked why there were only one set of footprints in the sand, Jesus replied, the sand people walk single file to hide their numbers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to hell.
It's blasphemy.
It is. It's blasphemous. What was the one there where Jesus is praying in the Mount of Olives?
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he's at the rock or whatever, and he's praying. He's like, "Hey, Dad, are you there? It's me, you."
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the Trinity.
Oh, good. Yeah,
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Speaking of Trinity, so back to VR with the Morpheus.
Well, we haven't gotten to Neo yet, but okay, continue.
So now, back to VR. I don't know. I just wanted to bring it back there.
Sweet. Okay. Good job.
Thanks for bringing it back there.
I'll probably play loser games, right?
What's a loser game?
Like, I wouldn't say dating sims.
So stuff Lawrence Sontag.
Yeah, something Lawrence would do, right? Because I don't talk to people.
So you're gonna talk to
it'll be like
digital people.
It'll be a sort of a therapy for me.
Wow,
you're talking to me right now,
and me,
oh, yeah.
So I'm disembodied. But we're all disembodied for people listening.
Speaking of other anxiety and social issues, how are you going to do
GDX,
Daryl?
Okay, so my thought process is I'll do it. It's just like, you know, when you get selected to do presentations in a class, and because our last name starts with a Y, you're not really that worried because you're at the end and you're like, yeah, it's fine, you don't care. But the closer you're like, shit.
It's coming.
I have to get ready.
Oh,
like I'll deal with it. I'll deal with it how I did with school. I'll deal with it when I get there.
You'll be fine. Just try not to stutter, and don't forget. There's probably going to be about 500 to 800 people staring at you.
We'll see. It's in a university classroom, so at least maximum 300.
Okay,
at least 300. So don't you worry about that.
And it's at 9:45 in the morning.
Again,
we'll see.
I mean, we got up and we were planning to go to church at 9. Yeah, we ended up going at 11.
Yep, sounds about right.
Yeah. We tried to be good this year. Didn't happen. That's okay. There's a lot of people, though. People celebrating Easter.
What did you call those people?
What did I call those people?
C&E.
C&E Catholics. Christmas and Easter Catholics. Yeah, that's what we are. You know, I'm still amazed at how many Catholics there are in the world. I always thought when I was growing up that being Catholic was being Catholic, or just that's everybody.
Yeah.
And only until like a little bit into high school that I realized that not everybody's Catholic.
I mean,
was that the point when you and I went with our aunt to what kind of
it was
Christians
a Baptist,
were they?
Baptists.
Yeah, Baptists.
They were quite
welcoming.
Very, yeah, so welcoming to get us
so
into.
So welcoming.
No, but they were loud and boisterous, and we were taught not to clap in church.
Yep.
No, we weren't. We were taught not to be.
Up and dancing and singing and praising.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, I think the Catholic Church is getting into that. Not that, but getting there. Because the priest this time around was pretty young and hip and kind of on the up and up. You know what I mean? Like he understood that the old ways is not going to get the attention of the young people, you know? And I just wanted to welcome everybody to our Christian discussion portion of
the podcast. Yeah, because we're so qualified.
Yeah, because we are. We're qualified in anything we talk about.
It's true.
It all depends on... But it's actually pretty cool, you know, that there's actually somebody there. You compare it to the AV. I hate it whenever I go out because that's all I think about when I'm out into a public situation where there's audio visual, and the church was feedbacking so much. Mm-hmm. I wanted to stand up, go up to the mixer and start tweaking because there was no way that I was going to be like, I'm going to kick somebody in the face.
Man, you know, speaking of production value. So like I said, I only have my Mac computer with me and I was looking for Stardew Valley streams. I happened upon one where the webcam personality was basically a Muppet.
Really?
Yeah. The Twitch channel name is like Benny Fitz. So Benefits, but Benny like Fitz. The person. Yeah. And I was just like, oh my God, this is insane. And I was like, yeah.
I that's what I was thinking about too. It's like, how far would puppets get onto YouTube? I think I've seen like 5 or 6 of them so far, like a million a piece each. But how long does that?
Some of those like kids programming on YouTube.
Yeah,
they go to up to like hundreds of millions of views.
Really? Yeah. Oh yeah, my kid does that all the time.
Yeah.
You know what's really funny, Emma, for those educational videos, Emma clicks on the old nursery rhymes. But it's an Indian person saying it.
With an accent?
With an accent.
So is she laughing at the person?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's just, it's just her going, she starts singing, she starts, I guess it's an old English one. It's like, let's call him Johnny. Yeah, Johnny. And then.
White Quintari?
No, he goes, Johnny. He goes, yes, Papa. Eating sugar? No, Papa. Are you telling lies? He goes, no, Papa, open your mouth. Ha, ha, ha. Okay. Right? But imagine a semi-thick Indian accent singing that.
And then Emma singing
it. And then Emma singing it. It's pretty...
In a thick Indian accent.
No. No, but I think it's really cool. And you take a look at how many videos, how many hits that thing has. It's almost a million plus. Because she watches it 2-3 times a day. It's ridiculous. And then there's other nursery rhymes that I didn't even know existed.
Well, I mean, just imagine if you and I grew up in this era, in this age.
Yeah.
We used to watch Disney movies.
Over and over again.
Over and over again. Like,
this is true.
Once or twice a day for a good, like, 6 months or something.
I think VHS. I think for a year. Yeah. We had to rewind.
Rewind it at the end.
Yeah.
A lot of rewinding.
Get up.
I learned to rewind, like when I'm done a movie.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Because you have to be kind.
Yeah, well,
rewind
with Mos Def.
We actually did all of that, right? So, and looks like we have some visitors in the podcast room. What's going on?
Maybe we could do a mini interview.
Oh, a mini interview. We can.
Just about today.
Mm. Yeah. No, it looks like they're coming down. Well, speaking of my daughter, it seems like she's going to come and visit us right now. What's going on, guys? Down. Why? Because everyone upstairs is sleeping. Oh, yes. The Easter nap.
It's nap time.
Hey, we got to come here. We have a guest here. Come here.
I'll get rid of my headphones.
Okay. Chee-chee. Look, Uncle Daryl is... Ninong Daryl is on the phone. Say hi, Ninong Daryl.
Hi, Ninong Daryl.
Hi, Emma.
Whoa.
Hey, whoa. Daryl, ask her about her Easter.
Hey, Emma, what did you do this morning?
I'm doing Easter.
You do an Easter egg hunt?
Yeah.
Yeah? How many eggs did you find?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 eggs.
More than that.
More than that. Wow.
10 Kinder Surprise eggs.
Oh, wow.
Because I got it.
What was your favorite egg that you found?
The big one.
The big one is your favorite one?
Yes.
What color was it?
It was black.
It was black?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
That and there you got there you have it, everybody. That is Emma. Say hi, Emma.
Hi.
Okay. Say have a good day. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
All right. There we go. And that was our interview of our little munchkin about Easter Sunday. Wow. Well, gentlemen, I think that's our time.
Yeah. It's about time.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Thanks, Uncle. Oh, wait, hold on.
You have one more question.
There's one more question. What's the question you have, Emma?
I have no Easter.
Go ahead.
Because I got so many, because I got more.
Okay, what's your question?
The question is one more egg.
Your question is one more egg.
Lots of eggs. Think, big.
Where's my egg?
Because it's so big. More big, and I got some colorful. The Easter Bunny that's color over here.
Wow.
Okay. Thanks, Emma. Thanks, Emma, on your commentary. We have to finish off, okay? All right. We're gonna finish off here. All right. Well, that was episode 4. We're gonna have to do some editing, don't we?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
For sure. Please. I mean, thank you for listening to us. Thanks again for listening to another episode of Imbangium. Please check us out on Twitter and Facebook. Find us on YouTube. You can spell Imbangium, YMBANGIUM. Check us out on Spreaker and ensure that you also check out Daryl's channels on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, Daryl, Deryell. You can find me on Brian's Republic or Brian Imbang on YouTube.com. Find me on Facebook and on Twitter as well, at B Republic. And if you guys are interested
you don't need to find me.
Well, as soon as Darian gets something up, we'll link it to him. For now, we'll just give you his phone number, 403.
No. That was close.
If you have any questions, any concerns, anything, give us a tweet, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and email us at
Imbangium.
No, by email, imbangium@gmail.com. Again, we want to thank everyone who has clicked the button to listen to our podcast. You guys have a great next 2 weeks. There's going to be more Imbangium, more content up on our site and whatnot, and we're looking to get our website put up soon too. So, once again, my name is Brian.
My name is Darian.
I'm Daryl.
And we are out of here.
Later.
See ya.